Hello, 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 everyone. This is once again Visual Pony, and again I'm making a video for Pony and Wolf Productions. And again I will show you here a wonderful list of those wonderful people who keep supporting this channel with their monthly donations and keeping me and Midnight alive. Also, today we are reading the story Shining's Ultimate Test by the author Nightmist. I kinda found the premise of this very, very interesting, and as well, since this story was actually, according to the short description of the story, inspired by its cover art, which is actually pretty funny. So, let's get into the meat of the story, because I am fairly certain that I am annoying you a great deal by now. Private Shining Armor's Ultimate Challenge. Shining Armor had just been given orders by the captain of the Royal Guard to stand post at the foot of the stairs that led to the princess's bedchambers. Only high-ranking officers, the royal family, including Prince Blueblood unfortunately, the right hoofmates and butlers of the royal family members, and, as he would have guessed, his little sister were the only ones allowed past this point. Had Shining Armor's little sister not been taken as Celestia's personal protege not so long ago, Shining Armor would have had the hardest time turning his LSBFF away. And he couldn't imagine what his mother would do when he was able to head home for a visit had that been the case. Today, though, it was just normal routine. Stand guard, turn away any pony who was restricted from the royal quarters, and of course bowing in respect and taking what orders were assigned by the royals. At first, the day was going smoothly. No suspicious activity. Trumpets sounding off in the distance of Princess Celestia's arrival to or departure from the castle grounds, and nobles taking a stride by the royal quarters but not entering the area. Just as Shining thought that this day was going to remain relatively monotone, just then a familiar face appeared.
Shining Armor! Hi, BBBFF!
Chanted his little sister Twilight. Twilight came trotting towards him with saddlebags on each side and of course one of them carrying the new baby dragon Twilight had hatched at her exam, whom she decided to call Spike.
Hello, little sister. Is there something I can help you with?
Shining Armor asked.
Actually, I just got a whole bunch of homework from Princess Celestia. She wants me to do a report on beginner spells as well as calculate how much magical strength is required to move a brick compared to a stone. And then...
Twilight prattled on as Shining Armor smiled, knowing how inquisitive Twilight was to learn about magic and any other knowledge she could be given. But Shining Armor worried. His sister did have some friends, but she barely paid them any mind. Not that her friends were complaining. They liked that she would teach them new things that she helped them better understand. But Shining Armor was scared that when Twilight got older, she might get too focused and not even go to see her friends at all. Just then his attention shifted as he heard a tiny clank that sent a small vibration through his armor. He had to stand at a proper stance, but couldn't help but look down. Twilight had just taken the liberty of making her brother's armor a bulletin board, using what appeared to be magnets that he saw in the family's fridge back at the Sparkle residence. He found this a tad humorous. He saw Twilight getting comfortable next to him as she had set Spike down near her and pulled out one of her books and began reciting what was on the pages to him. He would have smiled and listened on, but then two mares came into view. He snapped to attention as he saw Princess Celestia and Princess Cadence trotting towards them. It was too late that he realized that Twilight still had her papers magnetized to his armor. With the princesses walking by, he couldn't move. As much as he tried to hide his embarrassment in front of the royal alicorns, Shining Armor's face cheeks turned bright red. How could have gotten himself into this situation? As Cadence trotted past him, she gave a cute giggle. This made Shining Armor start to wear a goofy look. As Celestia trotted by, she stopped for a moment and said,
"Thank you, Private Shining Armor, for helping your sister with her studies and protecting our private quarters from uninvited visitors. I'll be sure to send my regards to the captain of the Royal Guard. Keep up the great work, Private Shining."
Without fail, Your Majesty,
Shining stuttered. Cadence giggled from behind at how the filly she loved to sit for the most brought her big brother's masculinity down a peg with the simple act of making him her personal bulletin board. All Shining Armor could think at this time as his legs began to feel like jelly was, "If the captain or the other guards see me like this, how will I ever lift this down?" Sometime later, after Twilight had made her way with her paperwork and Spike to Celestia's private teaching quarters, next to her resting quarters, Shining Armor was relieved of his duties and was told to report to the captain of the Royal Guard. When he removed his armor and donned his clothed uniform to meet with the captain, he made for the captain of the Royal Guard's office. Once inside, the captain motioned him to sit down. Shining Armor did so, and soon the captain spoke.
"Private Shining, your task today was to stand watch at the stairs that led to the Royal Chambers. Only few are allowed to enter. Including your sister, I understand."
"Yes, sir," Shining Armor replied.
"And as it was observed, you never left your post once, but what has caught my attention is that the princess's personal protege took the liberty to study where you were. And not only that, she used your armor as a place to hang some of her work from refrigerator magnets."
The captain continued.
Yes, sir," Shining Armor stuttered. "And not only that, when the Princess of Day and her niece, the Princess of Love, trotted by, you were still being used as a magnet bulletin board and stood there at attention."
The captain added. Shining gulped.
"Yes, sir."
Shining Armor prepared for the worst that could happen to him as the captain finished.
"Private Shining, never in all of my years of service have I seen a member of the Royal Guard be dedicated to his duty and his family. That is not a trait that is found often. You went above and beyond the call of duty, and for that, it is only fitting that I give you a promotion."
Shining Armor was surprised.
"A promotion, but—" "No protest, please. From this day forth, you shall be known as Staff Sergeant Shining Armor. Keep this up, young colt, and you'll soon be my second in command,"
the captain said. Shining's mouth went agape as the captain left to let him process what he had just heard. The captain of the Royal Guard had just jumped the ranks and made him staff sergeant, and he'd only just been accepted into the guard after the basic training, and that was a week ago. Oh, would his aunt Silverhorn be envious of his achievement when she heard this? Author's note. The end. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, that's what you get when you're part of the princess's Royal Guard and your little sister is her personal protege. Let me know what you all thought. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Comment Thomas Visual Pony, where I remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated and helps to keep the lights on around here and us eating. So, let me get into the meat of the story, because I think there are a few things I need to say. Okay, so the whole idea with Shining Armor being stationed at the stairs that lead to Celestia's private quarters. Okay, I can totally dig that. With him just standing there as Twilight is using him as her personal bulletin board. Oh my god, he has the patience of a saint. I mean, I would very likely just let her do this myself, but you know, that's me. I don't have any younger siblings. I'm actually the youngest of three. So, yeah, I can certainly tell you that my sister would not have been this patient with me. My oldest sister, maybe. But, the middle sister? No. Nope, I would have been slapped into next week. Anyhow, that he gets a promotion here for this, I can also kind of see, because I've spoken with a few bronies and they've kind of likened the Royal Guard to the Beef Eaters in Britain. So they also have to stand there no matter what you do. But one thing, if we talk about the Beef Eaters, don't get too close to them, because if they start shouting and changing their weapon from one shoulder to the other or walking away, don't stand in their way. Believe me, they will not stop for you. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony, and let me know what you say.
Seriously, poison? Did you have to poison his coffee?
That's so uninspired. Why not use a mega spell?